we were invited by Carla Hart and Phil Wally-Stack to go with them over to Utah to perform at the Springville World Folk Festival. 100 countries nominated to perform at that festival, and only 7 were chosen. So it was a real honour for the girls to actually represent Australia at that event.
It certainly is. And what dances and songs did they perform, Tracy?
Well, okay, prior to going to Utah, we actually went to Los Angeles and did a performance for the Chumash Native American people, who were the traditional owners of Los Angeles. And that concert was a mixture of traditional and contemporary dance. Carla Hart had taught the girls some traditional Noongar dances, which she had permission from her elders to teach to the girls. And then the girls themselves had worked with Carla and Phil on a couple of contemporary pieces, contemporary traditional pieces, two of Phil's musical pieces, one called Strong and one to Nyambimria. So we did traditional and contemporary in Los Angeles. And then when we went to Springville, where no recorded music or music is allowed, music or singing, it was all Carla's traditional dances that the girls performed, and they performed every night at the festival.
And what was that like? How did they go?
It was fantastic. The very first performance, a little bit nervous, and then it was just amazing watching them grow from strength to strength every single night in their confidence. And I think what was fantastic for them was just the way that their culture is absolutely so revered and adored by other countries around the world, which I think is something that you don't really necessarily get here in Australia to that extent at all. Everybody was so aware that our girls had the longest living culture in the world, the oldest living culture in the world. And yes, as far as that went, they were just so respected.
You were able to go into a teepee and share some very deep cultural exchanges.
The teepee experience was actually at Springville with the Morning Star people, because they had a Native American group there dancing as well, and it was at Springville that there was the teepee. At Chumash, we did have a cultural exchange with the Chumash people, so we had two Native American exchanges, really. But at Springville, yes, only the Australians were invited into the teepee, and all the girls were given blankets as a symbol of warmth and protection that was offered to them by the Indians. We were all given necklaces. They presented me with a vase to bring back to school, and all of us were given quite rare coins from over there that are one of only two editions that had Native Americans on the coin rather than the president. So they really, really, really felt a huge association with us, and it was likewise because the cultures are so similar and the history is so similar.
I believe that all 7 girls who went to Utah were all Kimberley students at PLC, which is quite a feat. I think we can be very proud as a region.
Definitely. And we are very, very proud of all of those girls. They really represented their school, their families and their communities absolutely amazingly. So everybody should be very, very proud of those girls.
I think I need to have a word to one of them now, Tracy. And you've got Jadeja Torres there from Broome.
I have got Jadeja here with me, and I'll hand the phone over to her.
Thanks, Tracy. Tracy Walker, who's the Indigenous Program Coordinator at Presbyterian Ladies College. And
hello.
Jadeja, hello.
Hi.
How was your trip to the United States to perform in Utah?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. It's breathtaking. My personal highlight would most likely be performing on stage. I got such a good vibe from performing, like, backstage afterwards. I was just so hypo because I just had, like, I just had so much energy. It was such good performances with a good crowd, gave a good vibe back. It was amazing.
You were performing Noongar dances. Has
yes.
this given you a renewed interest in trying to explore Kimberley traditional dance or even exploring your own heritage from Broome?
Yes, it helped me really realise how endangered most of our cultures are. And it made me kind of sad that I didn't know many of my own. So next holidays, I'm planning to go back home and learn most of my songs and dances of my Jugun culture.
Now, who else did you see perform? What were some of the other countries and cultures on stage?
There were also the Bangladesh, who I personally loved. They showed many of their festival dances and really made me want to travel over there and hopefully see one of their festivals one day, because it's full of so much colour and life. As well as the Taiwanese people, their dances were amazing as well. Lots of colour and a lot of energy. The most memorable part of joining the Native Americans and the teepee was when they recognised us as their Australian family. It really, like, warmed something in my heart and made Utah feel as home, because there really was an instant connection as soon as we met them. That just really was amazing. I can't put it into words.